Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com for more information. All right. We're back to the telephone line, and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and find out all the great things she writes over there. Check out her little podcast she's got over there, too, and find out how you can hear her around the place. All right. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we got a little gotcha moment going here, and I think the New York State Police are to be commended because a couple of female troopers seem to be the ones that got Cuomo in. He is being the report that came out, sexually harassed seven multiple women, groped them, four more women he did various things with, but it's all about a sexual harassment case that's been brought against him. He retaliated against one employee, according to the New York State Attorney General Letitia James, and they got him dead to rights.
Yeah, I would say that his little empire has hit an iceberg.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
Yep, and I think he's in the Titanic, and they've already taken on half the water in the ship. But go ahead. You were going to say something.
What's particularly interesting here is in the body of evidence that the Southern District of New York has on him also includes, I mean, there is so much testimony, there's so much evidence, because of text messages and other things like emails and phone calls and that kind of thing. But also, too, his brother over mm-hmm. there at CNN, mm-hmm. Part of the evidence going through all of this, Chris Cuomo, otherwise known as Fredo.
Yeah, Fredo.
He was actually writing and drafting speeches and appearances and statements and so forth on what the governor needed to put out regarding this whole thing. So, CNN... They may have a little answering that they need to do here, mm-hmm. If for nothing else at that.
Yeah, well, let me just point out what you just said. The investigation included pouring over 74,000 pieces of evidence and interviews with 179 people, as well as Cuomo.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But what did him in, apparently, is the two female state troopers, because... I'm not going to get into any descriptions here, but I read the report. I'm sure you probably did, too.
And I didn't read it. It's way too long.
Yeah, well, it's long. It's 150-some-odd pages, the one I saw, anyway. But I went in there to find out what the troopers were reporting about him. And all I'm going to say, folks, is if you get the report, go in there and look for what the state troopers had to say, because it has their name in there and it has them identified as Trooper so-and-so. So there you go. And that was really crude on his part. That's what really did him in my opinion.
Well, it looks like the advice he's been getting all along is to fight this thing. He's going to do just like Northam did in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to stay the course. Biden came out yesterday in a presser, and he was asked the question, should he resign? And Biden said yes.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So that part will certainly be interesting, because at one point Cuomo was on the short list to be Biden's VP.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the entire New York State congressional delegation is saying they want him to resign. There was a bipartisan meeting and a press release last night from the state assembly, the Republican and the Democrat, saying that they were unified in bringing charges against him, and if he's not going to leave, they're going to impeach him.
Correct.
Now, I think that's going to be a little bit more involved, but the threat is going to be the criminal thing, because he might or might not be charged with criminal charges.
He hasn't been charged with anything right
no,
now.
No.
So, I mean, we can't put the horse before the cart here, but he has not been charged with anything.
And that's up to Letitia James, is my understanding.
Well, she came out, and there was an interesting thing that she actually said yesterday, is that he is guilty of these charges.
Yep.
So she's already... I'm surprised. I'm not a lawyer, but, you know, she... first of all, she put this in the public.
Yeah.
So that to me was really quite interesting. It's kind of like, why did she really feel like she needed to do that? Now, I'm not, you know, certainly, you know, an advocate for him by a long stretch.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to tread carefully on this one.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back from this break, this commercial break, we're going to talk about the New York City Pass. Yep, New York City Pass. You want to get into New York? You want to go somewhere? You're going to have a New York City Pass. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy. I will. This portion of the program brought to you by TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And remember, education of our youth is always critical. And we had the trust of our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, sadly, folks, that is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart's a must. Now, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these are beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. In volume number three, it features Tuggy and his bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. For your children, your grandchildren, too, an absolute must for homeschoolers, comes in English and Spanish both, and it's available locally by going to the Coastal Market number 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
New York City, good old New York City. De Blasio yesterday, get your vaccine passport now. They're going to call it the New York City Pass. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I hear it's coming to L.A. and San Francisco shortly.
Well, look, I mean, this has been discussed, you know, for quite some time. since the vaccine came out, this had literally been part of the next step of where we're going to end up having two Americas here,
mm-hmm.
the vaccinated and the unvaccinated,
mm-hmm.
those that are free to travel and free to live and those that are not free to travel and free to live.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bet that there are law firms all over the country that are eager to represent this in challenge this in a court of law.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Sure. I believe that it's going to end up being legal
mm-hmm.
to have these passports.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to like it, but I believe it's going to end up being legal from a previous Supreme Court decisions and from a matter of public safety. So, I don't like that, but I feel like I need to say what could happen here.
I've heard the same thing, but I guess we'll see, right?
Yeah.
The CDC took their moratorium, and again, we don't know if they can do this. And Joe Biden, of course, yesterday was double, triple checking, and it was reported he was even quadruple checking what he could do. We talked about this a little bit before the top of the hour break, but I have a question here from a listener, and it's from Chris, and Chris is in San Diego, California. He's saying, first of all, where does the CDC come off with having authority to tell people to do anything? Don't they just merely give advice?
That's precisely what I just said.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That they do not have this authority. But, you know, Biden didn't want... He said yesterday in his press briefing that constitutionally... that they cannot extend this, but that the CDC would be making an announcement within a couple hours. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what's that got to do with anything? So, this is about the most spineless White House I think I've ever seen, that they would defer the burden of, you know, keeping this thing alive to the CDC,
mm-hmm.
the Center for Disease Control. What the heck has it got to do with evictions? Nothing. Nothing.
I don't know, but
Yeah. Well, what this does is it sends a signal
mm-hmm.
to the court system in Washington, D.C., you know, district courts,
mm-hmm.
that what this goes to court on how to rule. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
This is, it's a masterful game that's being played here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, no doubt at all. Now, again, we know we have a full-blown border crisis going on. Illegal crossings just hit the 20-year high, despite the hot weather when traditionally things slow down.
Well, let's put it this way. The cartels and the human traffickers, and I would say the charities like the Catholic Charity of the Rio Grande Valley,
mm-hmm.
they have more control over the border than Border Patrol has.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay, well, I gotcha. All right, let's talk about this Department of Defense officer, police officer who was stabbed to death on the train platform, and then the suspect was shot to death by the Pentagon officers that were on the platform as well. What the heck? Do we know anything at all about this yet?
Yeah, this cat at one point attempted to join the Marines. He didn't last long enough to ever even be called a Marine. Within, I think, less than 30 days or just under 30 days, he was thrown out. His last name is Lanz, L-A-N-Z. He's from Acworth, Georgia. He's got all kinds of priors, small things, but, yeah. So he was known to law enforcement. The judge had, you know, just we seem to keep having this problem. To some of these priors, the judge, you know, let him out and reduce sentences and all this other kind of stuff. So what his stick was against the Department of Defense and law enforcement, we don't know that yet because nobody in his family in Acworth, Georgia, or his lawyer is talking. But that's where we are. 27 years old, I think he was.
Wow. And by the way, good morning to George, the Godfather. Good morning to Eric. Good morning to Jeff. Good morning to LJ. And good morning to everybody that's in the chat room. If I didn't mention their names, because I haven't heard from you yet. Okay, now, the infrastructure bill. Okay, we found out about something that it funds, which is kind of strange, but I'm going to mention this because of what it is. It funds a driver ed course that specifically instructs people what to do when they get stopped by a police officer.
Let me put it to you this way. There's only 2% of this bill that has anything to do with infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let me repeat that. 2%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're being fleeced. We're being fleeced again.
Yep.
And again and again.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about, let's see, Flip is chiming in. He's saying good afternoon. All right, now, okay, thumbs up from Flip. All right, Jen Psaki was asked about Obama's birthday bash coming up, and she was talking about, well, you know, there's some new steps the CDC is going to allow people to take on with indoor settings. Not going to be any problem because it was reported widely that they're going to all be given COVID tests, and then no one will be wearing masks, even though it's going to be indoors.
No, it's outdoors.
It's outdoors. Okay, well, this story is wrong then because it says indoor. Okay.
They have indoor access.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't fit 600 people inside a house. I don't care how big his house is.
Yeah. Shaq's house. Remember Shaq's house?
Yeah. All right.
All right, yeah, well, that's a house he sold, too, by the way. Okay, got to let you go, but we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
Yep.
All right, 68% of New York's lawmakers now want Cuomo gone. That's more than two-thirds from where I come from. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A top Republican senator in Arizona is asking the state's attorney general to probe Maricopa County officials over their refusal to fully comply with subpoenas deemed lawful by a judge. Arizona Senate Majority Whip Sonny Borelli submitted a formal request on Tuesday to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, a fellow Republican, to probe the county's Board of Supervisors for the failure to comply. National Border Patrol Council VP Art Del Cueto joined Fox's America's Newsroom to discuss the migrant surge after Vice President Kamala Harris touts progress. Is there progress?
What they mean by progress is allowing people to enter and break our laws, and I guess, you know, in their eyes, that's progress. There should be no difference when it comes to our nation's borders, and right now, it's beyond chaotic. It's horrific.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our military news and veterans segment, and it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations where you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you about them in a minute after they get a chance to tell you all about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses, one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater, here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, up just outside Boston. Now, that gives you two campuses from which you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, I always suggest that you give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, in doing so, you get a chance to talk to some students, you get a chance to talk to some instructors, you get a chance to see the campus at either school, And you get a chance to find out about your financing and how that works out. And you can get all that taken care of so that if you decide that's where you want to go and that's what you want to be, a certified aviation maintenance tech, that you'll have it all set up for you and you'll be ready to go. You can also check them out online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. But if I were you, I'd call them at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at one of their campuses, either the one here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard of Tampa Bay, or the one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. Now, the Pentagon needs to reorganize before the Navy can redevelop their maritime strategy. An influential congresswoman has said the Navy needs a proper maritime strategy that defines its role in the world, but that a reorganization at the Pentagon must be the first step. Now, this is coming from Congresswoman Luria, and I'm not sure what the reorganization at the Pentagon is she's talking about. We'll have to find out. The Afghan president, by the way, right now is specifically blaming the United States and their speedy withdrawal for the Taliban's rapid advance in Afghanistan. Well, Mr. Afghan president, how about the fact that your troops are throwing down their weapons and getting rid of their uniforms and running away as fast as they can have something to do with it, too? How about that one? Now, the Taliban are now starting to seize more provincial capitals after already taking large swaths of land and scores of districts in more rural areas as they're gaining more and more territory and more influence over the country. That's not going to go away. That's going to get worse, and they are going to be running the show here before too long. And Rachel Dyle no longer cared what happened to her. Even if she ended up in the hospital, as long as she didn't have to get taped. And the U.S. military and a persuasive culture of eating disorders are what Rachel Dyle was suffering from. An eating disorder, couldn't maintain the weight that she needed to, and they put her on a diet and all that stuff. That happens to a lot of people in the military, especially the people that sit behind the desks. Now, for some time, some burn pit victims have been getting presumptive status for disability benefits. Now, an estimated 3.5 million veterans suffered some burn pit exposure overseas during deployments in the last 20 years, and many of them are automatically applying for and getting disability benefits, whether they are actually sick or not, according to this report. Things have changed under the change of administrations. Now, Kirsten Gillibrand, the senator from New York, says that the U.S. or the UCMJ changes are needed to ensure fairness for all the troops. The New York Democratic senator talked about her proposal to overhaul the military justice system to ensure sexual misconduct crimes are handled properly. That seems to be a problem that they continue to have in the military. By the way, the British Navy believes a ship may have been hijacked off the United Emirates coast yesterday. They're working on that now. We don't know a lot of details about it. But it may be another oil tanker. Now, a couple of days ago, 3 days ago, I guess it was now, an Israeli-owned ship was fired at by a drone believed to be operated by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The drone and the missile that was fired actually hit the bridge and killed two people on the bridge. The ship then had a problem. The Navy, our U.S. Navy, came out and got them and took them back to port, a safe harbor. A lot of things are going on right now over there in the Middle East, and they all aren't good. And Iran is definitely trying to stir the pot, if you will, with what's going on. So where that will go, who knows? And by the way, don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, next hour, we have Lieutenant Colonel retired United States Army, Kevin Wright. We're going to be talking about some political things and also some military things here, too. Probably talk about the burn pit and the exposure there. Because, again, some branches of the service still are trying to get what they need to get in terms of benefits. And it's not all coming through that way. And we're going to talk to the colonel about that and a couple of other things, too. The police suicides that we heard about in D.C. with the Capitol Police versus the military suicides. And, of course, we'll get into all that. Now, the other thing, militarily, with the military news, the latest that we're hearing with our defense top line, we're hearing that it's probably going to go up. The Senate Arms Services Committee, Jack Reed, says the defense top line will probably need to go up to win Republican support on the path to a budget deal for fiscal 2022, and some other key Democrats on the defense matters grudgingly say the same, that they're going to have to jack the defense budget up for some things that otherwise would be done away with, and they can't be doing that in this day and age in which we live in. So we'll see what happens there with the budget when they bring it up for a vote. Now, in a rare move, the Army CID raised the reward to $50,000 to solve a paratrooper's mysterious death. And we'll get into that with the colonel when we come back, because this is something that they're trying to solve a case, and they're not having a lot of luck. So they're offering reward money now to get to the bottom of it. All right, coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski's over in Greece. And I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. The MDX has a more new rugged, rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a standard 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature features, too, like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan at mossacura.com on the web. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the web. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. He'll save you a boatload of money. Well, Chris Markowski is over in Greece. I can't wait to see what happens when he tries to come back, because they're going to put a quarantine on him. He's going to have to spend 14 days somewhere. I don't know where. I don't think they'll let him go home and do it, but we'll see. We'll see. By the way, the Senate yesterday voted unanimously to approve a House-passed bill to award congressional gold medals to the D.C. law enforcement officers. Okay. That's not to say that they don't deserve an award like that, but, you know, there's other people around the country that I think deserve that or more. Now, the number three House Republican, New York State GOP Representative Lise Stefanik came out and called for the arrest of New York's Governor Cuomo immediately for sexual harassment. Well, he hasn't been charged criminally yet, so that can't happen until that happens. By the way, Kabul was hit with another powerful explosion and gunfire. At least three people were killed. And Israel has now flagged evidence that Iran hit their tanker with a drone, with a missile that struck the bridge, as Mideast tensions continue to rise. In addition, Florida Congressman Michael Waltz says the White House is losing the leverage that they need to release the prisoner, the Green Beret, who served as a Green Beret in Afghanistan, or who the military soldier that we have. Now, did you hear about this one? A Belarus activist living in exile in Ukraine was found hanged in his apartment. He was the head of the group for the exiled Belarusians. Now, not that any foul play would go on with something like that, but it sure as heck looks like it. The investigation continues. By the way, there was a Gallup poll yesterday. Majority support the mask and vaccine mandates in the schools. There was a Gallup poll. And Russia has handed the Navalny ally a parole-like sentence over the protests. Again, they seem to like doing that. And did you hear about the RNC's Rona McDaniel? She said that the Republicans must win in 2022 for Trump to be the candidate and take on and win 2024. Now, that's kind of logical, because I do believe that's what he's trying to do right now, is to push the Republicans over the finish line right now. Also, if you didn't hear me say this, the entire New York Democratic congressional delegation has called for the immediate resignation of Governor Cuomo. Yep. We'll see what happens. Right now, he's playing his little game. I'm not sure how that's going to work out. By the way, our Florida 13 congressman here, Charlie Crist, who's a candidate for governor in the state of Florida, has urged our governor, DeSantis, to require Florida state employees to be vaccinated, make it mandatory. And the governor's already said he's not going to do that. So that tells me that Charlie asking the governor to do that would do it himself if he were the governor. Keep that in mind there, Florida state employees. By the way, did you hear about Ohio last night? The Ohio 15th Congressional District and the special election primary that went on there. Donald Trump got involved in it. Donald Trump pushed Mike Carey to be the person that he wanted to see make it through the primary, and guess what? He did. He did. So, score one for Trump, in Ohio anyway. And Bernie Sanders was behind the Democratic candidate that lost. And the one that won was supported by Hillary Clinton. Sign of things to come? Maybe. Maybe. We'll see. Oh, and by the way, I have an email I want to read right now because I wanted to read it before I got into the next hour. This is from JG in San Bernardino, California. It says, Captain, appreciate your program very much. The hypocrisy of the left is not to be believed. They want us to mask up, social distance, and get vaccinated. We will soon have to show ID to travel anywhere. Checking in hotels, airplane travel, bus travel, etc. We'll probably have to have the vax cards they're talking about. And in some cases, getting our temperature checked just to enter some buildings will be normal. In fact, the vaccines are so crucial now to our very existence, then why is this administration letting in thousands of immigrants into the United States of America unchecked? Have they totally lost their collective minds? Or is this so-called pandemic not a pandemic at all? Mad as hell in California. JG. Well, JG, this is a ploy by the Democrats to bring in a bunch of people that they believe are going to vote for them. They believe getting them into this country and getting them on the voter rolls, because remember, some states, even though you're not a citizen, you can vote in the state and the local elections. You just can't vote in the presidential election. But I'm here to tell you that I'm sure there's a way that they get around that with some of the people. I just don't know how they do it. And I wouldn't be surprised if they don't change it altogether in some states to where if you're not a citizen, you can vote for our president and our vice president and our congressmen and senators. Because what they're allowed to vote for are the local people, the people that run for state, county, city, and town offices. That's the way it stands right now, especially in California. And that's coming to an area near you sooner than you want to know. But it is what it is. So thanks, JG, for the note. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you listening to us. By the way, don't forget, Food and Drug Administration has authorized a new antibody cocktail, RegenCov, RegenCov, RegenCov is what it's called. You'll be able to get that sooner rather than later. Okay, don't go anywhere. We're going to take the top of the hour break. We're going to come back in about 6 minutes with our friend, Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright. Got a lot of different things to talk about there. And I will be back right after this news break.
This is the Captain's.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.